do working from home could be so painful. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCowan Gordon Construction, Fidelity Bank, and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Coming up, a 25-year-old institution in Wichita's Black community continues to honor its bond with its readers.
They trust us from over the years to deliver them something from their perspective, you know, that's meaningful to them.
But first, like much of America's workforce right now, KMUW's Hafsa Qureshi has been working from home since March. There were some benefits, but a comfortable workspace wasn't one of them. She was surprised how it affected her physically and in terms of productivity. Hafsa spoke to some experts about how to make the most of working from home.
At first, it seemed like a dream. No commute and working in my pajamas? Sign me up. Then came the constant backaches and the wrist pain.
That's kind of the core to ergonomics, is fitting the workstation to the individual instead of trying to do the other way around.
That's Nancy Wilson, a physical therapist and owner of WorkSafe, a clinic in Wichita that deals specifically with work-related injuries. She talked me through the importance of having an ergonomically correct workspace when telecommuting, especially to minimize long-term issues known as cumulative trauma injuries.
Where it's just an awkward position over 6 or 8 months, all that small stress and strain has then led to a bigger injury. And because they've just worked in an awkward position for so long that muscles have shortened and joints are getting tight.
Wilson says common post-COVID ailments will be chronic headaches, neck and low back pain, tennis elbow, and sore wrists. Without the comfort of adjustable office furniture, most of us are dealing with what we've got at home, sitting at our couches or bending down to use our dining table as a desk. That, says expert Jonathan Paleo, is a major issue.
The body has limits, and when you place the body in a posture that is less than ideal, over time, the body will start to break down. So the risks that we're seeing in homes are above and beyond the levels that we see in a traditional office.
Paleo is the global vice president of Human Skill Consulting, a company that focuses on creating adaptable office products. But having a functional workspace isn't just good for your body, it's good for businesses too. Paleo says hidden costs of ergonomic issues can skyrocket companies' insurance premiums and result in poor productivity, as injured workers are more likely to take breaks or do a mediocre job because they're in an awkward physical position.
With really good ergonomics, companies can reduce their injury rates anywhere from 60 to 80%. If we design workstations to fit the body and we can put people in neutral working postures from the day they start, and we give them the information and the education that they need to work comfortably, many of these issues disappear.
According to the experts, the three biggest things to pay attention to are aligning your computer monitor with the midline of your body, correcting hand and wrist position so your arms are in a natural placement, and ensuring that your feet are firmly planted on the ground. So we might have to get creative, stacking books to heighten things or investing in a palm rest that can support our wrists. But Wilson, the physical therapist, says another big help is just remaining active.
The main thing is just to remember to move, take little micro breaks.
That story was produced by KMUW's Hafsa Qureshi. It's no secret that print circulation for newspapers has declined in recent decades, and Black newspapers have mirrored the trends of the overall industry. But one publication based in Wichita is still moving forward, despite the headwinds of the pandemic. KMEW's Carla Eccles has more in this month's In the Mix.
In its 25 years of existence, the Community Voice newspaper has seen its shares of ups and downs, but
ours is one of the, up until COVID, was one of the few papers with a growing circulation.
Benita Gooch is editor-in-chief and publisher of the Community Voice newspaper. She decided to launch the paper statewide about 5 years ago. It can now be found in cities including Hutchinson, Topeka, and Kansas City, Kansas. Kansas City, Missouri was also asking for the Black newspaper.
So we've gone to the Missouri side, and we're doing well. In fact, we have, I'd say, equal distribution in the Kansas City market as we have here in Wichita.
Gooch says more newspapers could have been distributed, but since it's a free paper, she limits it.
If we can't support it more with advertising, we weren't going to put out any more papers, but we could have because they just go.
Gooch says many people still want the printed issue.
They do. You know, we keep saying, why don't you read it online? Why don't you read it online? And then we can print less, which is less expensive. But our people just say they want to read the paper. They want to read the paper. We like hard copy, and we just want to pick it up and hold it.
Still, what about revenue? Gooch says it's down, but the work is up. She says a couple of small grants have helped. The paper also includes special sections in hopes of gaining advertisers. A membership program is underway, and her small staff of six, which includes one full-time reporter besides herself, is working on a new year-long series to gain support.
We're working on a series now on the criminalization of poverty, talking about how being poor disproportionately impacts people in the court system. And this is a solutions journalism looking at answers to this issue.
Why do you think people are so interested in the Community Voice?
Our tagline is a trusted voice from the community's perspective. And they trust us from over the years to deliver them something from their perspective, you know, that's meaningful to them. So they understand it from, again, what does that mean to me? How does that affect our community? Yes, they're increasing the property taxes, but what does that mean to me? You know, what are we going to get from that? You know, so yes, Medicaid expansion, but what does that mean to me? You know, so we step back and really explain issues to our community, and that's why I think we have such a loyal following.
Yeah, for 25 years.
Yeah, for 25 years. It didn't happen overnight now, though. We had to build that up, you know. And we keep working to be better each and every issue.
Carla Echols shares thoughtful stories about race and culture every month on In the Mix. The Community Voice is available every other Thursday at hundreds of locations across Kansas and online at communityvoiceks.com. And one last thing. The latest coronavirus controversy involves whether or not to allow extracurricular activities, like sports, in Wichita schools for the first 9 weeks of this semester. The Wichita Board of Education, heeding advice from state health officials, voted no. It's now facing the wrath of unhappy parents, athletes, and coaches who want the board to re-examine that decision. It's worth remembering that the pandemic has eliminated any easy answers to most questions. What remains are a series of difficult choices made by people simply trying to do the best they can. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Today's show was produced by Nadia Foe, Stephen Basaha, and Luann Stevens. Torn Anderson composed our theme music. You can find more about the stories you heard today at KMUW.org. I'm Tom Schein, and this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.